So we had, I think, finished parsing the Gemara and all the problems involved. Perhaps the thorniest of the problems is Yirei Shemayim Yetzei Yedei Shneihem. I don't have an answer to your question from the last year. But Yirei Yedei Shemayim Yetzei Yedei Shneihem. Now the Girsa, interestingly enough, is Shneihem. Why is that significant? Because the alternative Girsa is Shiteihem. Why does that matter? Yeah. I don't think it absolutely matters. Did some of you look at the riff? Do you know what the riff holds? How he reads the Gemara?
He omits the Brita.
He omits the entire discussion in between. He needs the Kitanoi part. He totally eliminates it. So that would suggest one thing, but he uses the term shtehe. Well, right. So I think that you don't have, that's not compelling because it could be two shitas. Right. So I'm not sure that that's such a compelling read, although I think it is how the Rush reads the riff. But the real problem is, where is there a machlokas that you are ben yotzei de shtehe? Or Shnehem. So the only obvious candidate is, as we said last time, Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. If you don't say that, then you have to kind of invent a machlokas that is a very short-lived machlokas of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba versus the Stam of the Gemara. Now, whoever said, Aval Prusa Shalchite Mushlema Menasorim Divrei Hakol Rivayach Al-Prusa Shalchitim upoter es hashleima shal sa'orim, and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says it's not the brihachol. Yes, Ronnie.
I have another way of reading shalchitim. It doesn't have to be feminine. It's
atit,
and then
shalom. Lechem is both masculine and
feminine.
No, forget. You don't need to say tach. Lechem also is.
Right.
Well, so but that would presumably be prusa and shleima.
Yeah, that could be
awesome. Okay. Now, so let's begin with Rashi's analysis. So let's start with that. Boaz. So let's read. I broke them out of the Komos up into. So maybe we'll do it in pieces. Better that way. At least for Rashi and Tosfos. Let's go back and forth with them. So first, the Rashi is Dibur Maskil Petitim. Okay. So the question is, according to Rashi, what is Rav Huna's shita? Firstly, what is the case? Because according to Rashi, there are going to be a couple of different things here. But he says that if you want, you can break Yiratza Mevarech al Haptitim.
That has to be if they're equal.
Okay, so obviously the way Rashi is reading, there are three possibilities in terms of the Petitim and Shleima. Possibility one is the Petitim are bigger. Possibility two is the Petitim are smaller. Possibility three is the Petitim are the same. Which one can you safely eliminate here? Almost certainly. Although not definitely, what? Petitim are smaller. Certainly within Rashi. Because if the Petitim are smaller, what would they be? Why?
Because they're bigger.
You don't need to think how much shleima. Because they're bigger. Who cares whether they're shleima? So, Rashi will deal with two cases. One where the petitim are bigger, one where the petitim are the same. So if the petitim are the same, Rashi says, what does Rav Huna hold?
That's the Imran.
Okay, so what does that tell you? About Rav Huna's way of looking at things?
That
tells you something very important. Shimmy?
Wait, no. He says
that
they're bigger.
If they're the same and you can make them whichever, well, what does that tell you, Jake?
It's totally based on the size.
That shlemus means absolutely nothing. Yes, and basically, Rashi, all that matters is size. So if they're the same size, I don't really care whether one is shalem and one is Patzitim, it doesn't make a difference because they're the same size. Hence, Blesser's choice. If the Patzitim are bigger, then Rav Huna holds what, Boaz?
Patzitim are bigger, and Rav Huna holds that is purely based off of size.
So you have to make the bracha on the Patzitim because Shleimus counts for nothing. Okay. Now, what does Rav Yochanan hold? Well, Rashi doesn't say.
Yeah.
Let's extrapolate. What would Rav Yochanan probably hold?
That's not based on size.
So, let's talk about, clearly for Rav Yochanan, it's quite clear that if they're the same size, you have to make a bracha on the Shleimim. Inconceivable otherwise. And what if the Patzitim are bigger? What would Rabbi Yochanan's position be? So you're assuming even in a case where the Patzitim are bigger, Shleim is mitzvah and amokha. I'm not arguing with you.
That doesn't imply a chiyuv, it implies you can.
That's conceptually speaking, one could have argued that if you want to close the gap, Tosis is going to attribute what he does to Rashi, but Rashi doesn't say it. So maybe Tosis has a masora to what Rashi meant. But according to Rashi, if Rav Huna holds that when you have Patzitim Gedolim, you must make on the Patzitim. When they're the same size, you can make on either one. So Rav Yochanan might hold that when the same size, you must make on the Shleimim. But what if the Patzitim are bigger? So it is conceivable that Rav Yochanan would say, bless his choice. Because maybe possible Rabbi Yochanan holds that size matters, but so does Shleimus. So when they're the same size, and one of the Mishalim you have to make on the Shalim. When the one of them is bigger, and one of the Mishalim, so then it's a blesser's choice. So Rashi doesn't say what he thinks about Rabbi Yochanan. Tosus has some very clear issues, clear assumptions. What does he assume in Rashi? He assumes in Rashi, yes,
that Rabbi Yochanan says that Shleimus is the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Right. And that's what we're. Let me take the difference. What would Rabbi Yochanan say if both were Shleimim and the one was bigger?
Then the bigger one. Then the blesser's choice.
Correct. Then it makes no difference.
Right.
So, but according to Rashi, we can't put Rabbi Yochanan holds. But we know one thing definitely. We know that Rav Huna has a case where it's a choice, and Rav Huna has a case when it's not a choice. That's important, right?
Isn't the way that Tosis was actually clear from the way that he, in the sense that he's playing the observation, you don't have a case where both preferences are in play.
In other words, you mean, that's a very, very sharp comment. You're saying, from the fact that Rashi says Yotzi de Shehem, you're pulling out the tool of the right of here, while it's already in process but in the opposite direction. And if you say that there you Yotzi de Shehem, there has to be a case where Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna, you cannot, neither one accepts the other. So if we take according to Rashi, Rav Huna's case, when the Patzitim and Shleimim are the same, Rav Huna says, you make a bracha on either one, so that's not useful. But Rav Huna says, if the Patzitim are bigger, you must make a bracha on the Patzitim. So that should be the case in which Rabbi Yochanan has to say, you must make a bracha on the Shleimus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, size does not matter at all, and all that matters is Shleimus. That's a good proof. Okay, so the way Rashi reads, the way Tosis reads Rashi, but it's from the half of the Rashi says, Ephraim has plausibly constructed the proof. When you have Patzitim Gedolim and Shleimim Katanim, Rav Huna says you must make the bracha on the Patzitim, and Rav Yochanan says you must make the bracha on the Shleimim. Sort of. Now, I say sort of because what is the expression of the Gemara? Shleimim min hamukhar. So remember the Rishonim comment that Shleimim min hamukhar means the shut. Whereas Prusa Shachitim and Shleimah Shal Sa'olim, Nevarich al Prusa, Poter as a Shleimah, is mandatory. Not munamucha, it's mivarech. You have to do so. Okay, so that's the first step in Rashi. Let's take a look at what Tosis has to say about this. Shimi,
Marech al pitim b'der the shlim. Pirush Rashi. Now pitim v'ashlim in shoven the varech al eid v'shirutze. V'ma patitim gidolim tzarech l'varech al pitim. That's called the shlim. Rav Yochanan omer al shlim in mitzvah minamukha.
Okay, so that's what Tosas lays out Rashi Shita, and we think that's correct. But, and Tosas says, okay, this, did you understand this, guys?
No.
How many of you understood what this meant?
Like,
it doesn't make sense for them to argue with to have opposite stars. But he holds that Ptidim are the same. He holds that Shlim are the same. Exactly. For very well. So, anybody decide if I know what Tosis means here? You know what the mitzvah of Imitatio Dei is? Imitatio Dei. Rav loved this quote. Yeah, imitating God, imitating the divine. So we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Osa Shalom B'Malach. He tries to make Shalom B'Kamaya Shomala. So the Gemara has this somewhere, and there's a Gemara that Tosis is thinking about why he evokes this. He's trying to make Shalom B'Kamaya Shomata amongst the Tamidei Chacham, as we learned in the Agada yesterday. So, what? Yes, but so the Gemara in Shabbos has this idea that when you have two Tanaim arguing, we don't like the idea that one. There are three possibilities in a malacha, in an action on Shabbos. Possibility one is chayiv chashas, nisan araisa. Possibility two is patur al asur, and possibility three is mutter. So the Gemara in one sugya, I think one of the Rabbi Tosfos might quote this, but once you kind of learn that Gemara, it's hard to forget it. I think the Gemara thinks if there are only two opinions that should go menakotze lakotze, that one should hold chayiv chatas and one should hold hetzmoter. It's reasonable to have someone who one says it's an issur deraisa and one says it's an issur drabanan. It's reasonable to have one who says it's an issur drabanan and one who says it's mother. To have one who says it's an issur deraisa and one who says it's mother, that strikes the Gemara as odd. Now, I give you examples. Although actually, that's not true. I take that back. Not in Hilchos Shabbos. I was going to say Davar Shem Nistavim. Where Rabbi Shimon holds its mother on Shabbos and Rabbi Yehuda holds its aser, but Rabbi Yehuda normally holds, you know what Rabbi Shimon's kavin is? Am I speaking Chinese?
When you
do something, yes. So it happens to be Rabbi Yehuda, B'chol Torah Kula, a famous Tosos and a famous Rukhayim, holds that Rabbi Shimon's kavin, B'chol Torah Kula, is chayim. And Rabbi Shimon holds mother there. Whereas on Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not a Machs Mashemis, so it's only Mrs. Rabbanan. Okay. So I didn't come up with a good example there. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. They don't like this very widespread. So Tosos is saying here that effectively what you have is that Rabbi Yochanan says Shlemus matters and Godless matters not a whit. And Rabbi Huna would be saying Godless matters and Shlemus matters not a whit. Right? It'd be better to have, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says all that matters is Shlemus, and Rabbi Huna says that Godless speaks Shlemus, but otherwise Shlemus wins. Right? So Shlemus has value, but it's not as much as Rabbi Yochanan puts it. Or have Rabbi Huna say that Shlemus means nothing, all that matters is Godless, is Rabbi Yochanan to say, look, no, Shlemus matters. But if one is Godless, so then you could choose. Something like that. But here to have one say, each have a criteria, and the other one's criteria means absolutely nothing to them, that seems to be odd. Right? But according to Rashi, for Rabbi Huna, Shlemus means nothing. And according to Rashi, for Rabbi Yochanan, Godless means nothing. That's what Tosis means when he says it's not logical that they should have svaros hafuchos. Of course, every machlokes is svaros hafuchos, but it means it has such a broad gulf in between them. Okay? So that was question number one. That is not exactly a compelling question, right? The answer might be, well, they do argue in this case that way. And then here's another right. Oh, Tema.
Oh, Tema. Amai shina v'samach l'shonu d'necha l'shon krusa shachitin.
What was the question? Not a complicated one. Jake? We have a switch of language. We start at the Machlokas and Tithin versus Shleiman, and all of a sudden we talk about Prusa versus Shleiman. So why would there be a difference? Now, again, So let's read on. What's the answer? Therefore, I came.
Okay, and Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. The Ma'ariv of Kitin Gidonim, Ushlemim Kitanim. The Halki Pirisho. Amar of Huna, Mavarech Alap Kitin, Kalomar, Im Yurtse, Behu Adin Al Shlemim, Im Yurtse. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shlemim Ikar.
Okay, so how does, well, the last part is not our, and we'll read it, but it's not what we're focusing on, it's just how Paskin. So according to Tosos, Petitin Ushlemim, the case is when they are. Petitim are bigger. Okay. And petitim and shleimim, Sir Huna says, you can make it on either one, because shleimus counts, godless counts, blesser's choice. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, shleimus counts, godless doesn't count. Even if one is bigger, if the other one is whole, you make the bracha on the whole. Now, this is one of the things that you have to do methodically, and Tosis unfortunately doesn't do it for you here. At least at those halfway. How does this solve the problems? Well, one of them is obvious how to solve the problems. I just explained it to you, which is Rav Huna doesn't believe you ever have to make a bracha on the petitum. He just holds that sometimes you are allowed to make a bracha on the petitum. So this is very nice for Hipoch Soros, but obviously it creates a serious problem, which is the Raivid. What's that problem? Shimmy?
How do you have your say the Shneim? Why can't you just use a...
Just follow Rabbi Yochanan. How would it be your say the Shneim? Now, Rashi does not have this problem. Why not? Jay? He creates a machlokas in Chiyah. Very well put. But Rabbeinu Tam has solved one or two problems, but really he solved the one problem of Hipoch Soros, but he's now set a trap for himself, which is why he's going to have to get out of that trap later. But in the meantime, what is the solution here? Tosos did not finish the job. Maybe it got edited out of Tosos. How does he solve the other problem? Petitim and Prusa, should he?
Petitim is bigger than Shlema, Prusa is smaller.
So there are two ways to explain it, but Petitim is bigger and Prusa is either the same size. It's like Chasi Batzel Gadol, or Prusa is even smaller. But Tosa says, according to Rashi, there should be no reason whatsoever to shift between the two. But because if Rakuna holds that Shlemus doesn't count, then who cares what the, what's the difference between Petitum and Shlemus? But if Rakuna holds that size is only one criteria, but Shlemus is another, then we understand. So incidentally, Shimi, depending on, according to Tosfos, what is that when we say in the next line in the Gemara, Avo Prusa Shachitim Shlema Shel Saorim Kule Alma Mevarach Al Prusa Poter Shlema? For whom is that as a chiddush? Who is being loaded there? When you say the Chulei Alma, in the case of Prusa Shachit and Shlema Shasson, you make a bracha on the Prusa and Poita Shashlema. Who's being murdered there?
It's Rav Huna, because usually he'd say that the Shlema.
Well,
no. Definitely
Rav Yochanan.
Definitely Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says you always make on the Shlema.
Then we were ending up messed up.
What about Rav Huna?
See, this is also going down this narrow Shita.
If you say that Prusa is, like Tosas, either the Prusa is smaller or the same size, it doesn't really matter which, but it's clearly smaller than Petitim. Right? Petitim are Gedolim, and Prusa is either Shaveh or less. According to Tosis, Rav Huna would have to be Moda as well, because Rav Huna would agree that if the Petitim were the same size or smaller than the Shlema, you have to make a bracha on the Shlema. Because there's no size advantage, and in fact in one case there's a size disadvantage. So the way Tosis constructs it, the Hulei Alma, the Varech Hala Prusa, Poitas HaShlema, everybody has to move off their shita, because everybody would have held that you make a bracha on the shleima, and now everybody instead says you make a bracha on the prusa. Now, I have to say, I find that a very awkward reading. Mm-hmm. Normally, the chuleyama means what?
It's like one's
moda for the other. Yeah, that's typically what it is. So according to Rashi, it would be just fine. Right? According to Rashi, that Prusa, and that whatever, it doesn't explain why Prusa versus Pita, but according to Rashi, Rav Huna never cares about Shlemus. So, Rav Yochanan is Moda to Rav Huna. But according to Tosos, Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna don't disagree. But they both, but they don't disagree in the regular cases, namely mevarech al hashlem and poter es haktitim, when they are shoved inside. And here, everybody holds that you have to make a bracha on the ketitim. If this were the same kind of grains, there weren't two separate kinds of grains, everybody would agree that you'd be making a bracha on the shlem. And now everybody says you make a bracha on the prusa. So it's you know, dechulei alma is literally true, but it's not the way it's normally used. Right, the Gemara will often present a machlokes. Rafi Omi just did it. It's a copy, carbon copy of Kiddushin about uman koma b'shvach kli and yeshlo nesfiros v'tchid v'atzof, without going into the details. But there are several different possibilities that there's a machlokes Rabbi Meir in the Chachamim, whether a woman is mekudeshes in a certain case, and the Gemara suggests that maybe it's a machlokes about whether uman is kona b'shvach kli, or uman is, you know, uman is kona b'shvach kli. Okay, I love that. I don't think Candace would say that. If an uman is given materials with which to work, and he creates shinui, now he's not a goslan, so he's not kona b'shinui, but do you say that, you know, so the raw materials have a certain amount of value, and let's say all of a sudden he gets mad because the 49ers lost, and he goes berserk. I did not watch a single minute of the game last night. He goes berserk, and he just built you this beautiful chair out of the wood, and he pulls an Avram in Nimrod's store, his father's store, and he smashes the chair. So here's the question: to whom does the chair belong? The wood definitely belonged to Lewis when he gave it to Ronnie. Right. Now, Ronnie builds him a chair. Who does the chair belong to? Because now, when Ronnie smashes it, if the chair belongs to Lewis, call like Gazlan and Mishal Mikishasei Zaylan, Dido for Mazda. So Lewis would have to pay Ronnie his schar for building the chair, and Ronnie would have to pay Lewis not just the value of the wood, but the full value of the chair. That's if Uman is not kona b'shvach kli. If Uman is kona b'shvach kli, so then once Ronnie builds into the chair, in effect, he has to give the chair to Lewis, but the chair shevach belongs to Ronnie. So if he damages the chair, he just gives Lewis to Lewis. There are other nafkamines as well. So that's what Uman kona b'shvach kli is. So the Gemara quotes Machlokes from Menachem Kiddushin and says, is this not the Machlokes is about this? The Gemara says, no. Dechulei alma uman is kona b'shvach kli. Dechulei alma uman is not kona b'shvach kli. Right? So you start out with the Machlokes about the principle. The Gemara says, no, everybody agrees to the principle. But here, there's no Machlokes because in this case, before you switch to Perkusa Shechitim, as opposed to Shleimah Shel Sorim, everybody agreed in this scenario, according to the Tosfos, that the Perusa is either the same size or smaller. Everybody agrees that Shleimah is Adif, because everybody has Shleimahs. The question is, does size matter at all? Size will only matter if it's a Perusa, where it's bigger. But if it's a Perusa, it's the same size or smaller. So size plays no role, even if you think size matters. So all you're left with is Shleimahs. So they agree. They agree in this type of a case, meaning when the Petitim or the Perusa is the same size or smaller than the other, that you make it on the Shema. So here they're both saying that you make it on the Prusa because it's Chitim versus Sorim. Right? If the purpose of the Gemara were to say that they're Moda, or Huna's Moda, that when it's the same size or smaller, the puzzles, that you have to make a bracha on the Shema, you shouldn't have said that Aval Prusa Shochitim with Shema Shel Sorim Divrei Akol, Tchoyama, you should have said Prusa and Shleimah, because Prusa means smaller or the same size, and Shleimah, Kuleyama, Rav Huna's Moda, you have to make a bracha on the Shleimah. So it's a very, according to Rashi, the Kuleyama fits the normal pattern of the Kuleyama. According to Tosas, it doesn't. According to Tosas, this scenario, if you just switch it out to wheat, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan agree, you make a bracha on the Shleimah. Now that you've made the Prusa into barley, they both agree you make it on the Prusa.
Typical of Tosas to shift the whole Gemara and to avoid the whole Gemara.
Right, okay. So that is the that's the first step. Tosas di bar maskel aval. Let's just.
You want me to finish that?
Yeah, finish it. Okay.
Again, alacha Rabbi Yochanan, the Rab Rabbi Yochanan, alacha Rabbi Yochanan, the kol shekin the gaber Rufuna, shalacha kamoto shehaya tamido shalrab. The dafka b'amorai b'tzrayim yamir halachim zomitzrayim.
Yeah, we assume starting with Rabbi Abaye. then we say Hilchas HaKadosh Raya. For them, we say in Al Chakatav Mokar Rav. So Rav and Rahuna, Rav wins. Rav Yochanan and Rav, Halacha Rav Yochanan. Therefore, if Rav Yochanan is greater than Rav, and Rav is greater than Rahuna, Rav Yochanan is greater than Rahuna. Does that logic hold? There's a Gemara Erev that says yes. It says that. I forget what it's about. It's either by Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon that against Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yosei wins. Of course Rabbi Yosei wins, because Rabbi Yosei and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosei wins, and Rabbi Yehuda and either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda wins. So A is greater than B, and B is greater than C. That's the way it works. Okay. Only in crazy puzzles that they give you. Can you have A is bigger than B, and A can beat up B, and B can beat up C, but C can beat up A. Yes, that is correct. Okay. That's why it's a dumb game, okay. Okay. Based upon Sheker. Yes, of course.
Although it's not a sort of linear fitness function, but it's like because of the dynamics of the relationship, the and sort of way of communication flows between the two of them, the one trying to.
Okay, whatever. I'm not here to. I'm just pointing out what the Rishonim say. You can take issue with that. You're arguing the rock, paper, scissors argument.
Yes.
I understand.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Sometimes it's true. That doesn't seem to be the way the Rishonim are taking it here. That's all. All right, the second Pasuk. Shemi Aval, Prusa Shochitim.
Aval Prusa Shochitim, Rishleimah Ben HaSeor. Dibri HaKom, Varech La Prusa Shochitim.
I'm sorry, Dibri HaKom, right. Right, okay.
Dechite Adifa, Shom, Dekdim Ekra.
So that's a very important point that Shosh makes because it's going to trap him later. Why might you have said that Dibri HaKol Mivarech LaPrusa Shochitim?
Yeah, because Chitim is just such an overwhelming.
Because Chitim is Machal Adam and Seorim is Machal Behema. And the reason why Chitim is Machal Adam and Seorim is Machal Behema is not because Chitim comes first in the Pasuk, but because Chitim is Machal Adam and Seorim is Machal Behema. It wasn't like they used to eat everything and they were learning the Pasuk and so Chitim came first, or they only learned the first word. Eretz Chitim, they got so excited they all ran and planted wheat, nobody ate barley anymore. No, it's because wheat tastes better for some reason, whatever it is. I mean, the truth is, I don't know, it's probably cultural, because if you have barley. Have any of you ever had, you know, barley? No. Barley, like cooked barley versus cooked wheat. I don't know if I've ever had straight cooked wheat. I know that's some of like the freak or some of the stuff is, but I've never had it like curled.
Yeah,
but barley tastes perfectly fine.
Talking about the bread, though. Barley bread is probably worse than wheat bread.
Okay. Well, that would be true. That would be true because it doesn't rise as much. So they like the fluffy breads. Okay. But barley doesn't have so much gluten. Okay, yes.
That's
sort of real safe
from
earlier, and
the
Shah Yosef quoted as a thing coming from Baal Meol. So for Rabbi Yochanan to use it, it would be a Chiddush. That's sharp. That's
yours?
Good. I like that. Okay, so Ephraim is just pointing out that, it's Rabbi Yosef in the next Sugya, the next Mishnah.
Yeah.
Who said, is the one who, I've learned that, I've taught it, but I have to go look at it again. To think about what you're saying. But what Ephraim is suggesting methodologically is that Rabbi Yosef is the one who introduces the idea that Akta Mekra, that's later. Yeah, I'd say it's Melacha Beis probably, right? What's closer?
Yeah.
Right, that's where they, is that Sheni La'aretz, the Hamisha, that starts at the bottom of the previous Amud?
Yeah.
Kalamokta Mepasa. Ah, but Rabbi Yitzchak.
But in the
Yerushalmi,
they quote it as
Taman. Taman, okay. So Ephraim is suggesting that this idea of Akta Mekra, that with the Neshivas Aminim, the Neshivas Aminim is other from other foods, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Tana, it's in the Mishnah. But that it matters where you are in the Pasuk, and the closer you are either to the beginning or the closer you are to an Eretz, the more Chashev you are. So that, Ephraim is suggesting, is an idea that's from Bavel, except Ephraim, how do you know that when how do you know when it makes the Eretz Yisrael? Okay, but I'm sorry. He's suggesting though that it seems unlikely that it would be Rabbi Yochanan's reason, because Rabbi Yochanan would have. If the Yerushalmi says this idea is Taman Amrin, they say this idea they said in Bavel to explain whatever they're explaining. So it would appear that Rabbi Yochanan might not have had it such a svara. Otherwise, the Yerushalmi would have known. They wouldn't have said Taman Amrin. And therefore, it seems more likely that Rabbi Yochanan would, if it's true that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mevarech Alapusa Upoter as a Shlema, it's not because Akta Mekra, more like the Baal HaMor says. The Baal HaMor, recognizing this problem, I believe, has a very, very, when he starts to say, I'm not going to read the Baal HaMor now, except for the first line, where the Baal HaMor says, so first he notes that it doesn't say minamuchar shleimas minamuchar. It says mevarich. So he says this is obligatory. He says inishim the kaiva lan chaviv adit inishim the humuktam the pasuk. Is it either because it's chaviv or because it's muktam? Either way, one of the two. He doesn't want to take a stand on it, but adopting the position of muktam is going to trap Tosus into a couple of questions. If Tosus had just said chitin tastes better, he would have eliminated a couple of Tosus that he wouldn't have had problems with. But Tosus says that chita is special because atamikra. Aval, go ahead. So he's going to quote the whole Tosefta, then he's going to quote the Yerushalmi that we read. That's fine. You don't have to. We don't have to read the rest of this Tosfos because I want to try to move. But we've seen the Tosfos after we've seen the Rishami. File one note away. When you finally, I posted this in the chat. When you finally get to Rabbeinu Yonah, which will probably be the last thing you look at, Rabbeinu Yonah seems not to be aware of this Tosfos after the Rishami. I don't know if any of you've seen Rabbeinu Yonah, but it sounds like he writes at the end the chiddush he comes up with. Maybe I'm misreading it, or maybe I haven't spent enough time on it. But Rabbeinu Yonah writes, I must be misreading it. Uvchi dvareinu labanu mikan din echad, d'cheva d'helchosek Rabbi Yehuda d'amar chatzi batzo gadol, shu sober shechashavad, heche d'yesh lo pas shlema uprusa, ushneim shechitim, ala shaprusa hi misolas nekiya, Yomser, ain't no lavarech ala shlema, kevet she'ena chashuva kokach. Eladinam kipusa shachita mishlema shesorim kibet kasrina. Talk about svaros hafuchos from Tosos. Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like he's oblivious to this Tosefta. Unless he thinks that, I mean, what did Tosos have paskibar? Yeah. Did the Yerushalmi have paskibar? Or the Tosefta? I don't know, Gluskos versus Balabais might not be quite the same gap.
Yerushalmi definitely has
Pas Naki and Tame and Pas Kibar Tahor. Right? It's, well, except for there, it's a toss up. They don't talk about Shalim. So I don't know what they would say for sure. But anyway, so we'll have to consider that. But meanwhile, Tosos says that, of course, the only reason why you make on the feet of Puerto Sona is because it's Akhtamekra.
Why is Tosfos bringing up, is it just after the Yerushalmi supposed to be a proof to his claim about not?
No, he's just filling in that what you should know, because that you have to assume that you have to be able to read them in consonance with our sugya. That's all. So far there's no conflict at all. Right? What he points to Tosefta is that when you have one thing that's a better quality than the other, and they're both shleimim, you make up the better quality. Well, one's a prusa, one's a shleima, it's not chitin, it's orim. It's gluska and balabayis. And there, those cases, the shleima wins over the meshubach, over the chaviv, whatever you want to call it. Whereas chitim and zorim, it doesn't. So Tosa says, why not? So the answer is because achdem ekra.
What pushes him towards that position?
The Tosefta.
Why?
Because the Tosefta says that you have better quality wheat bread and lesser quality wheat bread, and the lesser quality shalim, you make a brach on the shalim. So Tosus has to now explain chita and sora can't be because one is better than the other, because if that were true, gluskos and balabais, you'd also make always on the gluskos, even though it was a prusa and the balabais was a shlema. So Tosus says there must be something special about chita, so not just to one is better than the other. Tosus will say this explicitly later when he traps himself,
yeah.
And therefore Tosus says no, it's just achdem ekra, right? The gluskos did not come earlier in the pasuk than balabais. Neither one came in the pasuk. Okay, so that's first stage in the sugya. Second stage in the sugya is the kitanai. Now the kitanai is odd, Because ordinarily we would have said Kitanai is Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Which I believe, does the writing say that explicitly?
I don't remember if he does explicitly.
I think the writer holds that way. We'll get there. So why not say so what is in this, before we read Tosos, before we read Rashi, let's just remind ourselves of what is the Havamina of what Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim argue about? Chatzi Batzel Gadol or Batzel Katan Shalom? What do they argue about? If you say that Shalom, which is better? Chatzi Batzel Gadol or Batzel Katan Shalom? Which is better? Well, I think it's clear in the Gemara, because the Gemara says one is chashuv and one is shalom.
Yeah.
So obviously, chatzi batzel gadol is chashuv. Why is it chashuv? There are two possibilities.
Either it's bigger or it's better.
Yes, it's bigger or it's actually better. The onions are better when they're bigger, but maybe it's a slight difference. If you said it's a different kind of species, meaning it's a batzel that grows big, then it would actually fit more nicely in the Gemara the way Rashi wants to read, and the way the Tam wants to read. So Rashi writes Kitanoi. Now, what did Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan argue about? I know it's not clear. Rav Yochanan clearly holds Shalim is on.
Yeah.
And what does Rav Huna hold?
Rashi holds
Shalim isn't necessarily sometimes it's true, but.
Are we talking about
Rashi
or
Kranich
Rabbeinu?
Yeah,
it's a
disagreement. Let's say Rashi. Start with Rashi. Because, okay. Yes, Rabbeinu can't forget.
Rashi will say that size expresses.
That size is better.
Yeah.
But we're just putting out, I say more is better.
Yeah.
So in theory, one maybe could have mapped Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan onto the Tanoi. What is the downside to doing so? Rabbeinu Tam cannot. Because in the Mishnah, what is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and what's the sheet of the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, right?
They're polarized.
You must, Rabbi Yehuda says you must give him the Chatzi Batzel Gadol. The Chachamim say you must give the Batzel Katan Shalom. If that were the Machlokas of Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, then it would mean that once the Gemara says no, everybody agrees that Chatzi Batzel Gadol is Adif. Unless there's no Kohen there, then it's a Machlokas. So then what were you just done? I'm going to give you a good Yiddish word, Rani. You would have upshlug for Rabbi Yochanan. You know what the upshlug is? No? What's the upshlug?
It's disprove or...
To disprove. Now you gotta keep it in the dictionary. Right? It basically would have refuted. It would have refuted Rabbi Yochanan, because we'd be saying the Chulei Amar is Chashuv is Adif from Shalim. So Rabbeinu Tam certainly doesn't want that, because he doesn't understand Rav Huna is purely optional. Right? So he can't even get there. Whereas for Rashi, it is conceivable to get there, except that now you're going to be saying that Masan of the Gemara is, and of course Rav Huna is right.
Or maybe just that it doesn't map onto the Machlokes.
Yeah.
Well, you could argue that somehow, yes, but if the Machlokas, if the Gemara says that all the Tanaim hold, that Chashuv is other, so what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about?
What is about
what's
talking about? What's more
Kabbalah
to eat? I mean, it could be a different discussion.
No, firstly, time out. I saw the source explicitly, and I said this in the last year. There, it's what to make a bracha on, not what to eat in the beer.
Right.
The Ritva and the Ra'ah say explicitly, and I don't know that there's anybody who disagrees explicitly, that this whole discussion is when you plan to eat both. If you do not plan to eat the Prusa Shachitim, nobody would say you have to make the Bracha and the Prusa Shachitim. No one would say that. It's only when you plan to eat whatever's in front of you, all of it, but now the question is which one gets the Bracha. So the parallel between Truma and Bracha is that you're doing a form of Avodas Hashem, and you should do it nicely. Hakriveu Dalafecha Sefa is not the spirit in which we do things. Hakriveu Dalafecha Sefa. Hakriveu Dalafecha Sefa. It's a pasuk in Malachi. A pecha is a satrap. Everything is a satrap, is right?
Like what?
A satrap. S-A-T-R-A-P.
Governor of a person.
Yeah.
Yes. Malachi says, complaining about the Jewish people who bring Bali Mubin to the Mizbeach, because that's all they want to give to God. Hakrivehu na nefecha techa. It's the Haftorah, by the way, of Toledot. I believe. I think I'm pretty sure it's that part. That's the opening part of it. It's not connected to that. It's God's complaint against the Jewish people, right? Malachi, we read the last chapter, almost the whole thing, as Shabbos HaGadol, and then we read the first chapter plus as Toldos. Yeah, it's Toldos. Oh yes, Toldos is Vesa. Yes, the question, what's Hakivin al Pachasacha? So when you make a bracha, do it on the nice stuff. When you give the Kohen Truma, forget the other money nice to the Kohen. Do it nicely. So, you're right. You have to say that Truma and Bracha have nothing to do with one another. Yeah, that's what you're going to have to say, because otherwise, Rabbi Yochanan has a problem. Right? You could say that with respect, and you could say, but this is very, I mean, although I don't know if it makes it better or not, you could say that with respect to Truma, you're only giving one thing to the Kohen, so give him good quality. When it comes to Bracha, you're eating it all, but so which does the Bracha go on? Okay, doesn't really matter. Right? It doesn't make a difference. You thank God, you eat all the food. What difference does it make? But a Kohen, you give him the last. So you do want to say that it's really not Haba Hatam. Okay.
Also, the statement of Rabbi
Yochanan
is not rejected in the
Sugya. Not just because Tosos and the Mishnah want to pass it like him. He's not rejected in the Sugya. Okay. So Rashi says that the Kitanai, did we read Kitanai?
Oh, not yet.
Shani?
No.
Read Rashi Kitanai. Last white line of Rashi.
Rashi Kitanai. Hadia Marta Priest Shalchitim Shomer Shalsaoren Kulhu Kitanai.
But that suggested that you said Divrei Hakol. In Mevarech al Apusa Umaniach Sashlema, that's not. It's a Tanai. And then, what's Lochasi Batel Gadol, Rashi, right?
Lochasi Batel Gadol, the Apal Pishi Ishka Yoter Mikadan Shalem.
Okay. Now, the truth is, the premise even of the Havamina is odd. It's odd because why would you think Shlemus matters by Truma? I know you're doing the mitzvah, but what is the purpose of the mitzvah? When anyone say, let's say you have this gourd, you have to get Truma from your gourds, and you have this beautiful looking gourd, that's totally edible, but it's beautiful. Does the Kohen want this gourd? Probably not, unless he's preparing for Halloween. In which case, you need a new Kohen. But you say, but it's beautiful, it's a hidden mitzvah. No, stupid! The Kohen wants food to eat, that's how he supports himself. He'd rather have good-tasting onions than bad-tasting onions. He's proper with it, it's the same quality. We'd rather have more onions than fewer or less onions. So, it's strange, you would think that Shlemus wouldn't matter, which is fundamentally the maskana of the Gemara. Because why does Shlemus matter?
It keeps better.
It keeps longer. Yeah. That would seem, in other words, Rani's point is correct. There's a difference between from that. But right now, Avalochati Bato Gado, and even though there's more in it, because we prefer Shlemus. That's the habit of it, right?
What's your point?
You want me to throw something at you, don't you? But that was Leitanus. But we're only now the Risha, not now the Shani. And for those who are wondering why I'm dismissing as Leitanus, even though it should be obvious, it's because nobody takes an onion and eats it like that. The onion's going to be chopped up anyway. So you just don't want an onion that's starting to lose its pungency or its capacity to flavor. Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Let's take a look at Tosos Kitanai. It's really two toasts, and thank you, Shani. Ephraim, keep you out of trouble. Read.
Okay.
No, we read Kitanai. And we read the beginning, and we didn't read the middle, but it doesn't matter. Kitha 9.
All right.
What?
Why do we have to assume that?
Why do we assume that when the Gemara says chatzi batzel gadol, that it's the same amount as a batzel katan shalim?
Oh, I guess that's the amount you're giving as truma.
That's very sharp. That's not what they say usually. I said it's very sharp, but others say that the formula Tosus doesn't. The reason why, you're wrong is that's not mashma from the language. That's just very subtle. It's a very good subtle. But shulah doesn't have to be exact. It can be approximate. So I'm throwing you over, which is he wants to give the same amount. It's very logical. But Tosus doesn't mashma from the language. I forget who suggests. It's got to be somebody on the page suggests. Somebody has a comment about this. Maybe it's in the Tziyunim. I'm sure it is. Is it in the Bach? I know. Right. In other words, you could have said Gadol Sheino Shalem. Right, the reason why you say Chatzi Batel Gadol is because it's the same amount, but one is Shalem and one is not. So, Tosus continues. Right, and there's the case that you're making an analogy to is Pusa Shachitim and Shlema Shasarim, and you see that Tosus here assumes they are the same size. Pusa is not small. There are other Rishonim who write the Feirush that Pusa is smaller. But Tosus is assuming that they're Shachim. So he says the cases would not be analogous. So the Yesh Lefareish. Yeah, it tastes better. Whether it's a different species, whether it's just because it grows bigger, fine. Continue. I think you have to amend here. Marsava chashav adiv mishum hachi chitim demekadmi dekra adife. Well, because if you say Mar Savar Chashavad, Mar Savar Chitim the Mekadmi Dekra Adife, the Chashav is the Chitim side. The other side is the Shalim. There's no Shalim here in the Mar Savar.
The Shalim is the Chashav.
That's a big stretch. So then he's crossing terminologies with the Gemara. And the Gemara all throughout calls it Shalim versus Chashav versus Yafet. Now all of a sudden you say, no, the Shalim is the Chashav. And the Chitim is because Mekadmi Kra. So that's why they amend the Mishum Hachi Chitim the Matami or the Mikadmi Dekra Adifi. About E. F. Shah, go ahead. The Hoppe Rashnu. Right, so Tosus has kind of trapped himself. When the previous Tosus said, why is it that Haschitim Prusa Shochitim comes before Shlema Shel Sa'orim? Pasuk. He didn't say, because it tastes better. And he could have said, because he has a Tosefta. Now he could have said the Tosefta is all within one min. So it's a little better, a little lesser. But this is Chitim versus Sa'orim. Tosus didn't say that, so now he's trapped. So he's got to explain, he says you can't say the opposite here, because within one min, we said that Shlemus is better than Chashuv. So the answer would be yes. But these are two minim. But Tosus refuses to acknowledge that Tosus does not accept that a quantitative difference in this case becomes qualitative. Right? The larger gap between Chitim and Sa'orim versus Gluska and Balabayas, Tosus does not feel would warrant switching over to now all of a sudden say, okay, we'll pay Shalom. Nope. Okay. Continue. Fine. So now, Umar Sava. Now, Tosus could create the same problem. So, why did Tosus create this problem for himself? Or How did he do so? By claiming that chitas adifos over sara is just because it's first in the pasuk. So now, explaining the sara mar savar shalem adif. Now there's Rabbi Yehuda holds chashav is adif, and the chachamim hold no, shalem is adif. And therefore the chachamim would say that chitim and saorim prusa shal chitim and shalem shal saorim make a bracha on the saorim because shalem is adif. So Tosis asks him tomar. In other words, maybe why did you assume that chitim, even if the chachamim who say that you give them a batzel katan shalem, even if they hold that they could still hold chita is adife, because they would say that yeah shalem and chashuv we give shalem unless it's a pasuk. The pasuk is machdimit, therefore we're machdimit. So how does the Gemara, if the basis of chitim and saorim, and again, Tosus set the trap himself. All Tosus had to have done was to adopt the Baal Amor's first position, which is, you know why? Mevarech ha'prusish al chitim upot ha'sosheh saorim? Because chita is objectively better. That's all you needed to say. Chita always beats saorim. So then, why? Because it's a different, total different grade of quality. So then it's possible that batzel gadol is a different grade of quality than batzel katan. And therefore, the Gemara thought that you could make a tushel between these positions. That the one who would say that you make a bracha on the prusa shachitim says you give a chati batzel gadol because it's a much better quality. The one who says that, which doesn't exist, but hypothetically might have existed, the one who says, it would have been Rabbi Yochanan, if you make a bracha on, I shouldn't say that. The one who says you make a bracha on the shleim shel saorim over the prusa shachitim would say you give a chati batzel gadol. Because Mar Sabar Shalim Adif, Mar Sabar Chashav Adif. That would have been the answer. But because Tosus has said, no, Chita beats Sarah, not because it's Chashav, but because, I mean, it's Chashav only because it's Mokdam Mapasuk. So then what's the question from Batzel? How could the Gemara think to make an analogy between these two potential Machlokas? So again, Tosus kind of set the trap for himself for reasons that are not entirely clear to me. I mean, even that Yerushalmi, which Tosus does not quote, the Yerushalmi that says that chitim, that saorim, pas shel saorim, and pas shel kuslin, which do you make the bracha on? Saorim, because even though kuslin is better, but saorim is more than shivas aminim. But then the Gemara turns around and says, the Yerushalmi says, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't assume, I don't think we pass like Rabbi Yehuda there. Rama for sure doesn't. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch was high. No, we don't pass in like either. We pass in Chavad is on it. You know, if you prefer something over the Shiva Samina. So, Tosus has sort of have made this bet, and now Tosus has to lie, and he's stuck with these other problems. I'm not really so sure what can tell. As he tells you, to the Pirashva, Tosus Diba Masko Aval is where he digs a hole for himself. And then he gets stuck multiple times because who told you to go down the path of Machta Mikra? Just saying. Chita is a different grade, totally, than Sarah, right?
If Chita is not that great, then it would have made a little more sense in the position of the Tosefta to put Sarah and the Tosefta right after Chita and Sarah to contrast them.
I don't know. Maybe it's from Yehuda. So I don't know, but it's okay. So continue. Asfar was like this, that there's a pasuk by Truma also. And that's presumably what the Kohen would want. Right? Chalev is defined by what the Kohen wants, what's more precious to the Kohen. And therefore, you would have thought that just like we have a pasuk of Chitim as Achtemei Lasorim in the Shemes Aminim, so too, Baharim Mechemes Chalvom Imenu. And nonetheless, nope. He says, Shalem by Truma, and therefore you would say Shalem also by Chitim, by Sorim, over the Chitim. Okay, now he continues.
That's
So this is really a separate point. Now it's really, it should be a new Tosfos. I'm not saying it wasn't, that it was, but it's really a new topic. The first topic was to understand why you can make an analogy between Truma and the pas, the prus and the shlema of chitim and sorim. If there's a pasuk by chitim and sorim, there's no pasuk by Truma. But the answer is there is a pasuk by Truma. Nantos is a new topic. Why did Rashi choose Kitanoi to be on Rabbi Yochanan Rav Huna? Go ahead. Probably Dila Rav Huna. It's probably the Maimon Farish Rashi Dila Rav Huna. Or you put the dalet on the kishahin. One of the three. You got to add a dalet somewhere, right? The ma'ida mefarish dila rav huna kishahin shavim racha shirta, or the mefarish the rav huna dikishahin shavim. Either way, mevarich al ezer shirta. Right? How can, if rav huna believes that it's your choice, you can pick. You could either, in that case, choose the shalem or not choose the shalem. And I guess, why is there? How do you know it's not kapad achashivus? So that's a problem because that's not clear for Rashi. What might be make it more hashiv for Rashi? I'm not thinking about the right size. And size, Rav Huna is machbir on chashivus. He says that size is chashivus. And Rabbi Yochanan is not good on Shlemus. So it's not clear for Rashi. For Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible. Go ahead.
He's going to make his own assumption of how you mean the mission that they're of the same size. He wants them of the same size, so then that's not part of the Tanai, which is Machlokas, part of the Machlokas here.
Sorry. Tosfos said that according to Rashi, I'm just reviewing myself, to get the treatment. According to Rashi, you can't say Kitanoi because you need one of the Amoraim to hold Shalem and one of them to Chashivas. And Rav Huna doesn't hold the Chashivas or Shalemus. But he does hold the Chashivas. Because it's bigger, but not if you hold like Tosfos. The way Tosfos read Rashi, this makes sense. The way Tosfos reads this makes sense. Not the way Rashi reads.
Well, I mean, Tosfos is making an assumption that the bustle is the same size and reading it back to Rashi.
Yes, no, that is true as well. That is correct. Yes, I thought that's the word I read. Thought that what Tosfos is doing. He once again has taken a reading of Rashi, said that they're the same size, and for Rav Huna, it's lesser choice, and therefore it doesn't matter. We don't care whether there is no chashus, and shleimus doesn't matter. Right? But see, that doesn't prove that chashivus doesn't matter. It just means there's no chashivus in this case. But I guess if this is the case, Rav Huna wouldn't take a position. Okay. Right, so in other words, for Tosfos, I understand more. For Tosfos' position, Rabbi Yochanan believes that Shalem is other, and Mahuna believes either way, Shalem or Kashub, pick your choice. So according to that, it can't map to the Machlokas Atalai. Ela ki hadarin, and who? So the Rav Huna then came, and thus you have to explain Kitanoi is within whether or not you mavarich al pusa shachitim upoter eshel sa'or. Whether you would do that? That is a statement that chashuv overrides shalem. And if you disagree, you're saying shalem is greater than chashuv. So then you can try to map that at least initially to have a mean of how to read the Mishnah Trulis. Okay. Third issue. Mania prusa tachas shlema ubotzea. Lewis. So let's take a look at Rashi first. Ibar Masla mania ubotzea. Oh, we should just say Yotzei de Shlem should have been there. I apologize. I did put it there. Kitanoi, Aval, and... Oh, Yotzei Deshreim really belongs with this, I think, maybe. Okay, yeah, Yotzei Deshreim. Okay, so Rashi says it goes to the Huna of Yochanan, which means you have to have a case in which the two, neither one can accommodate the other. Which for Rashi was easy. If the Ketitim are Gedolim and the Shleimim are Ketanim, so Huna says you must make the Bracha on the Ketitim, or Yochanan says you must make the Bracha on the Shleimim. Okay, so Maniach Pusatach HaShleima. Okay, it doesn't mean you hide it on the table underneath the other. It means you put it in your hands and one is covering the other. So you would say it is for both of them, you break both of them, so you've done Bitsi on both, or even the Shlema. So what is it accomplished if you don't make a Bracha on the Pusa? Because it looks like you make a Bracha on the Pusa. Okay, it looks like it. Okay. Tosus writes, Maniach. Why did Rashi? Why what compelled Rashi to say it could be either or? You break on one of them, but you're holding both, so it looks like you're doing both. Why did he say you have to at least be both say the shlema? Is the midika amar? It's just in the language learned. Matziah maniach prusa betocha shlema. And Rashi has dipping here, sir, at least in our Rashi, kachas hashlema. But because you put it underneath the shlema, you put it inside the shlema, it sounds like the shlema is the important one. Okay, now, the second part, Leferish Rashi, here's the important part in terms of the flow of the Gemara. Leferish
Rashi, Tafti Perish, Yerish Ayin, Tijotri Adeshneh, Tidurav Yochanan,
Ushleima. So Rashi's saying in that machlokas of Huna Yochanan by Ketitim and Shleima, and Tosfos doesn't spell it out, but it means that the Ketitim are bigger and the Shleima smaller. So Rav Huna says you must make on the Ketitim, Rav Yochanan says you must make on the Shleima, so you can yotze both of them by making on both. Okay. Okay. So, in other words, there's no way for Ben Tam, who said that there is no case where Rav Huna says you must make on the Ketitim. Even if the Ketitim are bigger and there's a Shlema, so Rav Huna said, whatever you want. So if whatever you want for Rav Huna is the Ketitim or the Shlema. And for Rav Yochanan, no, it's got to be the Shlema. So there's a very simple solution to be Yotzei D'Hashem. Just make on the Shlema. You don't need to be any Achrusa B'Kav Shlema. So Rav Tam, by having not allowed any case where Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are Harichut Tzaras, he's now forced to read Yotzei D'Hashem is not going on Rahuna or Yochanan, but it has to be going somewhere else. So he says, yeah, and in fact, not only Yotza, if he wants to do it, Lachatili can do it. It's a very funny formulation. And then first he starts by saying, Lo kama ela al prusa im yurtza. Avol, Pshita and Birch HaLashlema Yatza, that you should have said Pshita Imratza Mabarach HaLashlema. Okay. The Nira. Oh. So he says Yotze Yidei Shnehem is the Pusa Shalchika and Shlema Shalzoen. Now, what's the problem with this interpretation? According to the Gemara, what are you supposed to do with respect to Prusa Shlachitim and Shlema Shasara? Shemi?
Make a breath on the Kriti Shalchitim.
Does anybody disagree?
Well, quite the Tosfos sort of maybe
what that?
Quite the Tosfos sort of maybe but not really.
Well, that's the problem. Who disagrees about it? So you know the answer already, but it's not a very persuasive answer. Not a compelling answer. What's the answer? Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba versus the Stam of the Gemara. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba said it was Kupanoi. And there is a Shita that Rav Yotzi de Shnehem, according to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba says that there really is a machlokus about the Prusa Shochit Ter Shlema Shosarim. And therefore, within Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, we should accommodate it by Maniah Fusa Tachas or Toha Shlema and being Botseya Hevel or Botseya. So that means that we have a hypothetical machlokas which really doesn't exist. And to accommodate that hypothetical machlokas, we will have you do the following.
Sounds like a
chumash. Okay.
The thing is, how do you get the things that this is that we're echoing the pseudo machlokas, or just for Yotzi they both values, even though if you needed to, you know which one to express it as?
So, in effect, that is. That is a way of reading. It is not how the Raivan or the Baal Hamor understood Tosfos. And he understood it as, well, no, you're wrong. Why is he wrong? And thank you, because you finally explained something to me that was not really bothering me. You're forgetting about one part of the Gemara. Santa Shalom Beina Talmidim. What's the Shalom Beina Talmidim? Nobody disagreed.
Maybe someone did, they just wrote it tomorrow.
That's difficult. Right? That's why. So you're proposing a sfera, which I think the Rush probably understands in the Rif. So let's talk for a moment. This is a nice segue to the Rif. We could read the Rif, so maybe I'll ask Eitan, do you have the Rif? Ask the Rif there. No, I got to find the Rif. Now, as I once a semester repeat my caution, when you use the Rif in the Oz Vahadar, be very careful, because they highlight in black in the Rif that which the Rif added to the Gemara. Everything else, the assumption is the Rif was quoted to the Gemara. This is not always the case. They sometimes make mistakes, which can be very misleading. And if you're just looking for the good parts, and you want to watch the fourth quarter or overtime of the Rif, because then you've chazed the Gemara so many times you know if I'll pass. So you don't need to read those parts of the Rif. You just want to read the parts that you add, the juicy parts. So you'll find the other juicy parts here. But I want to read it anyway, so go ahead.
Sorry,
Idmar.
Have you written in CD of Slayman Omer and then invited on to see if they can put it in Slayman? About Prusas of Pete and Prusan and Ashore, and in Deeper, I told about how Prusas of Pete and Prusan and Sam took over. You know, Amar and Nathan, but it's about Eurasian Lion, the Kayan and Shnayan. He had the Marley.
The Kayan S. What's the word you have for that?
Shehan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I
He had the Marley, the Ravina, and then he had Prusa of Tarslema, who was that? Tani Tana, commander of Nathan, it's about Prusa of Shlema. Many have Prusa of Tarslema, who was that? Amrle Masimcha, Amrle Shalom, Amrle Shalom, Atta, Bishalom, the mission of Zacha, the Tata Shalom, and
Amir. Okay.
Fine. Skips over the whole thing about Kuma.
Okay, so he says, Yirei El Kim Yotzei Veshtehem, and Maniach Prusa Toch Shleima. So it's kind of hard to argue when he says that. And he does say Shleima, which makes it less likely to be two people. Which is why, yes, wait a second. Which is why many understand is that you take care of both pieces of bread. The Prusa Shachitim, which has the advantage of being Chitim, and the Shleima Shasarim, which has the advantage of being Shleima. And this way, you accomplish two values. See, for the Rif, it's hard to argue that it refers to a machlokas
can we steal it without the Shabbat?
Yeah, still have that problem.
Also, we said before that the language that more fitted the Avinash, right? Because he took a Pidusah and put it in the Shema, like the language he's using in Tosa Kat, which is a Pidusah.
Right, but that's in the Gemara too. Maniach Pidusah and Tosha.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I'm
so, with the riff at least, I don't know what you do. But, okay, so I don't know what you do with my question against the prime on the riff, but at least the riff leaves out. There's nobody in the riff who's actually arguing. Yes, sir.
Is that the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huna?
Correct. So, when I originally read it, I thought that he meant Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huna. It is odd to say Shteha.
Well,
to
maybe Shteha. He means the Prusa and the Shema.
Well, they don't argue about Prusa and Shlema. They argue about Petitim and Shlema.
So why?
Everybody agrees by Prusa, Shachita, and Shlema, Shasara.
Right, I guess because those are in plural forms of Shnei.
That's also Prusa versus Petitim. So Shlema would be the two kinds of... It could be the two kinds of bread. I suggest it could be Tushitos. The Rif, it's very hard to know for sure what the Rif means. The Rush understood the Rif, despite my objections to find it out, Shalman, is that it means you get both the Prusa and the Shlema. You get the Chitim and you get the Shlema. Now, it's a difficult reading for any number of reasons, but not as a riff, but it's a difficult reading in the Gemara. Okay, anyway. Yes, Ronnie?
It's, if you thought that it was talking about doing the leaf barley together, and the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan were arguing, why didn't he put the Hilchetan Keh like he usually does to finish other Sukkiyot?
You're saying something brilliant, I think. Unless I'm misunderstanding you. What do you want? What is your argument?
No, I'm asking a question. In other words, we're saying that he understands Yiddish and Hanya Zedish to him not as Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, but about the Hechan and so on. So therefore, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are arguing. My question is, why doesn't he establish halacha like more than that?
So you didn't say the question well, but your question made me think about an unbelievable question. I guess what else is really in the ring, which is, if Yirei Elokim Yotzeh Shnehem is in fact Rav Huna Rav Yochanan, that's why the Rif doesn't pass them like one or the other. Because Rav Huna Rav Yochanan is a machlokas about Chachila, what should you do? Not about the Diyah, that everybody agrees, you made the Bracha one, you part there and the other. So if there had been a Diyah, a machlokas, the Rif should have passed them, he could recommend what you do Chachila, and also should send the Diyah. But if you say, but clearly they're not, they're l'chatchila, and the Rif tells you what you're supposed to do l'chatchila, and therefore it's not necessary for him to passay halachic Rav Huna, halachic Rav Yochanan, because you're not really supposed to do either like Rav Huna or Yochanan, you're supposed to do like both of them. That's actually very good.
That's interesting, because the Rambam understands
he has Prusa Shachita Mishlema Shasar, I think about it, yes.
So you're saying?
He misread the riff, if I'm right. Yeah, that's a really good question, though. Why doesn't, if the riff were not paskening by, like the combination of Huna and Yochanan, he should have said the Hilchasa like one of them.
Or it's just nice to talk, so it's not like the Hilchasa. It's a good thing to do.
So I will just tell you, it's not a riot, but all the other Rishonim seem pretty obsessed with how you pass them.
Okay.
Again, the Rif didn't have to do. It's kind of interesting. Now, what does the Rambam say? Yeah. What does the Rambam say about not Chitim and Sorim?
Not.
We'll have to look. We have to look that up.
He
passes it to the Yochanan. Right, okay. So, in other words, when it's not Tumidim, but it's Tidim and Shlemim, he says you make it on the Shlemim.
Yeah.
Right, so the Rambam didn't avoid the Pesach either. He just read the,
right.
He read the, that second, but the Rif omits the Pesach. That would suggest, not like the Rosh, it would suggest that he read it as a Huna Rav Yochanan, and therefore, we know what you do. Rabbi Yochanan says lechatchila do this. Who says lechatchila you do that? And the Gemara says lechatchila you do both. So you don't need to tell me who does it like this. Oh, it sounds only managed to lechatchila. No, it's not good. It's a question. It's very good.
It is good.
Yes, what do you want to say?
I don't think you can actually get away without passing them because you still have to know which one you're goteh on. I mean, what is it if I didn't decide which one you're actually goteh on, even if you're holding both of them? The other point is that I think there's a seam in the language of the Rishon.
So I'll answer that question if I want to play with you what Tosfos said. The Rishon I say that Maniach Kusa Tov Shlema Goteh is saying that you do it on the Shlema. That we're thinking. But then he still would have to pass in like. In other words, then there would still be other cases. In other words, he says that Rav Yochanan gets a little equals, but since you're going to have cases which is not like this, he can, right?
Once you meet like Tosfos, that we have to tell Tosfos himself, so I'm going to pass in also. So, neither here nor there. The other thing is that there, I think there is a seam in the drift that indicates what he's doing, so he changes Yotzei to Mekayim.
That sounds more like the Rashba. In other words, that you're getting both the Inyan of Chitim and you're getting the Inyan of Shlemus.
Right.
Right. That does sound like. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we will stop here. Tomorrow, as I mentioned at the beginning, Shir is going to have to be on Zoom due to the inclement weather, unless something radically changes. And. I want to finish this up. I will probably send you a few more quotes. I want to just make a plea to you. I won't be here, but you know, I'm not a police fan anyway. I mean, I see when you're here and not here, but not because I give you more time. Come. It's going to be a snow day. Make a few snow angels, and then come inside, get something hot to drink, and light up the world with your Tefillin tomorrow morning. Okay? Thank you.